Amazing to think, isn't it? Just amazing to think that God would leave heaven to come here. And he did it so these little kids could sing about it. He did it so that they could rejoice about having a Savior. He did it so a little trio could sing, "I have been blessed." Well, I'll tell you, I've been blessed tonight. I'll be honest with you. I just amazes me to see our young people and watch them grow up. I was thinking about Phoebe over here. And Phoebe, when we came 8 years ago, how old are you, Phoebe? How old? You're 9 years old. So she was 1 year old when we came here 8 years ago. And little Phoebe, we walked into the Letson's home. They had us over. I don't know if it was during the candidating process or when it was, but sometime or another we came to their home, and we came in the door, and Phoebe was standing in the kitchen, and her parents said, this is Pastor and Mrs. Rogers, and she just stood there. And so we're, you know, real friendly people and real nice. "Hi, Phoebe, how are you?" And she just... And my wife did all the things that she does, and that's a lot of things, trying to get her to smile. She said, "Well, Phoebe, boy, it's just good to see you look like a fine young lady." I don't know how long Phoebe stood there. I'm surprised she's moved, to be honest with you, because she looked like a little statue there, and I mean, it was minutes that she just stood like that, and just amazing to watch as she finally did move and started playing the violin. And wow, that was absolutely beautiful, that duet, the sisters, and just amazing. I love violin. I love our kids playing music. I love to hear them singing. I love the Bible drills. I love them learning the Bible and all these things that Master Clubs has helped teach them. And I just want to give you a verse tonight and say a few things about it. 1 Timothy 4:12. Again, it's kind of like this morning. I didn't think I'd ever preach from that passage. But Ethel Adams told me afterwards, she said, "Well, yeah, you did preach from that passage. In fact, it was your first Mother's Day here. You preached a message entitled Victorious Mother from that same passage." It wasn't the same message, but it was, and I had forgotten that. But I don't think I've ever preached from this verse. 1 Timothy 4:12, I've made reference to it before, but I want to challenge you tonight, and honestly, as we've watched our young people and seen how God can use them, I mean, honestly, that's where all the piano players and the orchestra players, all the adults in our choir, this is where they come from. And what a blessing to just see the future of Berean Baptist Church or of another church somewhere else where these young people can serve God there. And we had several young men down here that preached, and you know, they're the future Sunday school teachers. Amen. They're the pastors of churches. And it's so exciting about that. And the Bible says in 1 Timothy 4:12, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Let no man despise thy youth." Father, bless now the preaching. Please speak to our hearts. Thank you for the great service we've had so far. And use these next few minutes in our lives, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Timothy here is a young man. He's a young pastor, and he's considered a youth, according to the scripture here. And obviously, folks had been looking down on him. Probably there was some question as to his youth. And here, this message was for Timothy, "Let no man despise thy youth." But it's also for the reader to look at and understand we should not despise youth either. Not only should we not despise Timothy's youth here, but we should not despise any youth that is in our church. And obviously there is much in the Bible regarding youth and youths. And we do a lot of things for young people here. And by the way, thank God for that. I understand our master clubs, as Brother Dave said, very expensive, costs a lot of money. It's very high in our budget. We have Vacation Bible School. Again, major, major program that takes place in the summer. Berean Baptist Academy, just a huge, huge amount of money and work and effort to have a Christian school, again, for our youth. Of course, our Sunday school program, our bus ministry, our teen program, all designed to reach the youth and to teach them the truth from the Word of God. And so, again, let's understand there's a lot in the Bible to consider about youth and how important the youth are to the life of a church, how important the youth are to the future of missions. I mean, these are the missionaries right here. These young people are going to be the ones that go off and go to other countries. They're going to be the ones that go off and go to churches and be pastors and pastors' wives and youth directors. And they're going to be Christian school teachers. And they're going to serve the Lord in offices and businesses. I mean, this is the future. Let no man despise thy youth. Let no man despise any youth. The Bible says in Matthew 18:10, when Jesus had a little child in his midst and he stood, and in my mind, every time I read it, I think Jesus took a little child and he set him there and maybe had his hands on his shoulders and he said this, take heed that ye despise not one of these little ones. He said, take heed. He said, this little child right here, take heed. Do not despise this little child. What's that mean? It means don't look down on him. Don't count them as nothing. Don't disregard them because they are important to the Lord Jesus Christ. They're important to Berean Baptist Church. They're not, hey, this isn't just some cute little entertainment thing, though it is entertaining, but it's much bigger than that. This is the future. This is their lives that we're talking about here. And so let no man despise thy youth. Number one, let no man despise thy youthful ambition. Let nobody despise your youthful ambition. You young people, hey, you dream big. The Bible says where there's no vision, the people perish. And thank God that some of you have a vision for something big. Dream big. Dream big. And listen, don't despise their dream. Don't despise their ambition. You know, I think about this in the area of salvation. Look, go to Matthew 18. Matthew 18. Now, I'll give you a minute to a couple of you get mad here for just a second, and you'll get over it, though, and we'll move on. But chapter 18, Matthew 18, and verse 3, it says, And he said, verily I say unto you, except ye be converted and become as little children, ye shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And again, he has a child right in front of him. He has a child right there. Verse 14, it says this, even so it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. Chapter 19 and verse 14, the Bible says this, but Jesus said, suffer little children. That means permit them. Suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. Hey, children can get saved. Children can get saved. We see children saved all the time. We see them saved in Sunday school class. We see them saved in Vacation Bible School. And I'll be honest with you, you know, there's a lot of criticism about that. And, you know, well, they don't really mean it and all that. Jesus said they mean it. Jesus said, hey, don't despise their ambition. They say, I want to go to heaven. Your child comes to you and says, hey, I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven. Don't tell them. Well, you're too young to understand that. Talk to them. Tell them what Jesus did. Tell them how he died on the cross. Tell them how he paid for their sin. Tell them how they can call upon Jesus and they can be saved. Jesus said, hey, listen, this is what it's all about. That's how a person gets saved. They have to become like a little child. They have to understand they've done bad things. They have to understand that those bad things are going to cost them. They have to understand Jesus loved them enough to take away those bad things by dying on the cross. He paid for their sins. Hey, don't despise their ambition to be saved. Let them get saved. Let them come to Him. Amen. Encourage them to come to Him. Let them come. Let them come. Don't push them aside. Don't tell them, well, wait, you'll take some classes on that. They need to be saved. If they come and they say, I want to get saved, tell them how to get saved. You know, sometimes I think parents get intimidated by that because maybe you don't know what to say. Don't you think you ought to learn? Amen. Let no man despise thy youthful ambition to be saved. Ambition to do right. Encourage him to do right. Amen. Encourage them. They have an ambition. A child comes home and says, hey, I made a decision. I want to do this. I want to do right. Encourage them, mom and dad. Encourage them. Recently, somebody sent me a survey and asked me the biggest problem with you can only choose one, the biggest problem with the youth in your church. And one of the choices was parents and other adults. You say, what'd you choose? Parents and other adults. That's what I chose. It's not the only problem, but that might be the biggest problem. You say, why'd you put that down? Because I'm not a liar. It is huge. Huh? I mean, you know, don't listen to me. They have an ambition to do right. Don't despise that ambition. You know, how sad when a parent holds their child out of church. Well, visiting Aunt Frieda is more important. No, it's not. Church is more important. Little child says, Daddy, why aren't we going to church? Well, the game's on. Daddy, why aren't we going to church? Well, we got to go visit relatives. Daddy, why aren't we going to church? Listen to me. Hey, they've got an ambition to do right. You know, someday they're going to be the ones saying, if they keep listening to this stuff, they're going to be the ones saying, I don't want to go to church. You'll say, I just can't imagine what happened. I'll tell you what happened. Somebody despised their youthful ambition. They think Sunday school is important. Little children do. The reason a lot of teenagers struggle with Sunday school is because mom and dad don't go. The restaurant's more important. No, it's not. Amen. Bless God, get up early, take them to breakfast, bring them to Sunday school, make sure they're there. Don't despise a youthful ambition. Because all of a sudden, they get crooked with you and they start acting weird like they don't like church. And you say, I don't understand what happens. Must be the youth director. Must be the pastor. No, it's you, mom and dad. It's adults around that are causing trouble. You teach them to miss church and Sunday school. You teach them all kinds of things, watching wicked things. They say, do we have to watch this? You say, well, it's my favorite. Come on, mom and dad. What is wrong with you? And I'll be honest, I don't understand some of these Facebook things where you bash adult leaders. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. You know, you ought to support them. Because what you're doing is a young person has an ambition to do right, and you sit there and criticize the leader that helped lead them to make that decision. How foolish is that? Huh? Amen. Let no man despise an ambition of a child, a young person gets saved to do right, to serve. To serve. Don't put down their desire to serve. Little child will come, and we have some kids every Wednesday night. They'll come forward and they'll say, God's called me to be a missionary. Next week, God's called me to be a nurse. Next week, God's called me to do this, or whatever I preached on. You know, God's called me not to be contentious. God come, they spell it wrong. And God's called me, and they'll name all these different things. And they go home and you get discouraged. Well, they just don't get it. Hey, God's talking to them. I'd much rather be excited about that than all the worldly junk out there. Amen. Don't discourage that. Be encouraged by that and encourage them. Where there's no vision, the people perish. Don't stomp out their ambition. Don't tell your little boy says, I want to be a preacher when I grow up. Don't tell him, you'll change your mind about that. There's no money in it. who cares? Oh, I want to be a missionary. Oh, no, it's just too tough. Hey, let God speak to their heart. And let their heart believe that God can do anything. Because He can. I get so frustrated with parents putting a thumb down on a child's spirituality. A child wants to serve God. A child wants to do right. A child wants to go to camp. A child wants to go to conference. A child wants to do something spiritual. And you think something else is more important? You got to be kidding me. You're despising their youthful ambition. You know, you push it off like, well, you're young, you'll grow out of that. No, you grew out of it because you maybe never got it. Amen. This is the hardest point. Everything else is flowers and lilies. Amen. I preached recently about the half-naked werewolves. Yeah, here we go. Get ready. The internet's going to light up after this service. Huh? Dad, have you, listen to me, you dads that, okay, you're not sure if your daughter's watching the werewolf show or the vampire flick or whatever it is. Listen to me. You watch it. Okay, Dad? I thought about bringing it on the big screen. Just so some people go, ah! Huh? That's what your 12-year-old's watching. Half-naked guys running around turning into wolves. Huh?
Well, it's just harmless stuff.
Okay, if you think half-naked guys are harmless stuff, how about showing the boys half-naked girls?
Well, that's different.
It is not different! Get your mind out of the gutter and do right! So tonight, it'll be on the... I don't care what Pastor Rogers says. I'm going to do this. And that won't be a child. That'll be an adult right here. You know what? I'm going to find out who you are.
So what are you going to do about it?
I don't know. Pray against you, I guess. I don't know. I always tell people, you really can't get in any trouble with a pastor, but you can get in a lot of trouble with God. And you discourage some of these young girls that are trying to do right, because there are a couple of them that are trying to do right. There's a couple of them that recognize half-naked guys isn't something they should look at. There's a couple of girls that realize they shouldn't be thinking about sexual relationships at the age of 12 and 13 years old. There's a couple of them that are trying to take a stand on that, but you adults make it very difficult.
Well, the pastor said,
get right with God. The pastor's on your side. I'm trying to help you, and I'm trying... Hey, here's some young people that have an ambition. There might even be a girl or two in here that'd like to be a virgin when she gets married. Huh? There might even be a fella in here that'd like to stay a virgin too. You say, well, I just don't know what happened. I'll tell you what happened. You let them watch all that trash, and their mind got filled with that garbage, and their mind carried out what they were thinking, and you blame the Brother Caleb. Huh? I told you it's we're heading to flowers and lilies now. If I could just see somebody snarling, I'd move on this right here, but I won't because I can't see. Number two, let no man despise thy youthful ability. Huh? Ecclesiastes 12:1, remember thy creator in the days of thy youth. Hey, they can know him. Did you know that? In the days of their youth, they can know him. Isn't that good? Samuel was called by God as a little child. Amen. You know the story. Little girl. I told Naaman about the preacher, and Naaman, who had leprosy, was healed because a little girl told about the Baptist preacher. Joash was a king at the age of 7. Josiah was a king at the age of 8. David, as a youth, killed Goliath. The little boy, everybody knows the story about the little boy's lunch that fed 5,000. Amen. I mean, come on. Let no man despise thy youthful ability. They have ability. We heard that tonight. We see that with our young people. Psalm 71:5, for thou art my hope, O Lord God. Thou art my trust from my youth. Amen. Psalm 71:17, O God, thou hast taught me from my youth. Bible tells us as parents, as leaders, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. Train up a child. What's that? Start when they're little babies. Train them up because they have abilities. They can be trained. Amen. Amen. They can be taught. Train up a child in the way he should go. Don't sell them short. They can memorize better than anyone. These little children don't say, well, it's just hard on them. No, it's not. They can memorize. Turn off the TV. Turn off the video game. Teach them the Bible. They'll memorize passages that'll blow your mind. They'll memorize whole passages. They'll memorize whole chapters. They will get it and they'll have it down and they'll recite it. Make it exciting. Don't despise their abilities. They have huge potential. They can learn how to play the violin. They can learn how to play a piano. They can learn how to play a brass instrument. They can learn how to play a flute. They can learn how to play a clarinet. They can learn how to sing. They can learn how to do all those kinds of things. Don't despise their youthful abilities. Because we saw it tonight. Number three, let no man despise thy youthful accomplishments. Everything's important. Everything these young people did is important. Tell them that. Brag, 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 brag. Huh? Not on their abilities as much as on the fact that they did it. And they gave it all they had. And by the way, young people, always give it all that you have. Because again, accomplishments are important. You know, we're looking forward to hearing Jesus say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. I mean, that's what I want to hear. I want to hear him say, well done, well done, well done. Tell your children, well done. Tell them, you know, especially when they give it their best shot. It may not be the best. It may not be the highest place or whatever. But you know, praise them for their character. Because they worked hard. And they studied. But Mom, all I got was a C. Did you give it your best? Yeah, I gave it my best. Well, I'm glad. I'm proud of you. I'm glad you gave it your best. You know, some of you parents, you think your child's going to be a rocket scientist. And that may not be God's will. Okay, so just encourage them to do their best. Do their best. And, you know, I think of the master clubs, and if they participated, praise God for that. That's a wonderful thing. They worked hard. They did what they could. Encourage them to do their best, to give all that they possibly can. The Bible says, whatsoever thy hand bindeth to do, do it with thy might. Do it with your might. All you've got, Ecclesiastes 9:10. Do, you know, and teach them and praise them for giving it their best shot. Amen. I mean, give it, do your best. Praise their accomplishment, but mainly praise their character. We talk too much about somebody's talent instead of their character. We need to praise character. Amen. You know, did you do your best? I always, a young person will come to me and maybe they've done something, gotten in some kind of trouble or something like that. Or did you do your best? Did you give it your best shot? Well, you know, I did, except for this one day. Well, you know what? I'm proud of you for all those other days. I'm sure proud of you. That's great. Folks, parents, do that with your kids. Amen. You know, I understand. We focus a lot of time on, well, they're a brat all the time. They're not a brat all the time. They are some of the time. But they're not all the time. Praise them when they're not. Tell them, you know, you're a pretty good kid, really. I'll have parents go, my kid's a brat! And I'll say, well, they're really not that bad. What? What do you mean they're not that bad? No, they're not that bad. They did this. That was pretty good. You know, find something to praise them for. They're accomplishments. They're positive things. They do something right. Amen. Some of you are looking at me like, you don't know my kid. I do know your kid, and they do. Amen. Number four, let no man despise a youthful adversity. I get frustrated about this because, you know, our children here have adversity. Young people have adversity. Our teenagers have adversity. Some of them have very hard times. Do you understand what I mean? As kids.
Yeah, they're just kids. You don't know what a hard time is till you're an adult.
They do know what hard times are. They really do. Don't despise, don't look down on, don't make light of their adversities. You know what? Encourage them and comfort them with every adversity. Huh? Because their problems are real.
Well, they're not as big as my problem.
Wait a minute. Forget yourself for a while and try to help them. I don't know how many times I've had somebody come into my office. I had some serious issues going on. I was counseling people that marriage problems, health problems, finance problems, big things, my own headaches, my own problems, and a young person come in and say, she dumped me. And I'm supposed to say, oh, brother, I don't have time for that. What's your problem, man? That's not that big a deal. You'll meet another. There's plenty of fish in the sea. You'll find a prettier one. Just move on, boy. That's what you do. Hey, you know what? Their problems are big. They mean something. I don't want to embarrass anyone, but I could embarrass many. But I'm not. I don't want to do that. But I've had them call me from college. Well, I don't know what I'm going to do. What's wrong? It's over. What's over? Us. And you know, and I talk to them and say, you know what, it'll be okay. You're going to be okay. And try to encourage them. And you know, because it's important to them. Are you listening? You know, I remember, and I do work hard to remember things nowadays. It gets tougher and tougher to remember things. But as soon as we find, my wife and I lost our letters, and we don't want you to find them, so we've got to find them before we die. So, but somewhere in there, I've got a notebook of a very, very difficult period when she broke up with me. And I have a notebook in there, and on the first page, I just remember this much about it. There's two things I remember. The first page, I wrote, I love you 100 times. And at the end of it, I said, if I told you once, I've told you 100 times, I love you. And I remember there's teardrops all over that page. Now, you say, oh, that's just so sad. You know, I remember how my heart was broken. I remember it wasn't as big as dad getting laid off. It wasn't as big as mom, you know, grandma having cancer. It's not as big as you know, we wrecked the car. I understand all that today. But you know what? To me, as a 16-year-old boy, it was huge. And I was dying. I thought, listen, you're big teen boys dying too. And that little girl's hurting too. And our bus kids go through some tough times. They're hurting. And listen to me, we cannot despise their adversity and just look at it. Well, they're just kids, they'll get over it. Don't look down on it and disregard it. Offer comfort to them. Be a blessing to them. They hurt. They hurt. Look for ways to encourage them, not make fun of them, but encourage them and help them. And then the last thing, number five, let no man despise thy youthful actions. Bible says in Psalm 25:7, remember not the sins of my youth. Larry and I have prayed that a lot of times, haven't we, Larry? Oh, God, please don't remember. But you know what? Thank God he does forget.
Amen.
Amen. God, and here's the thing about God. God forgives, and he also forgets. As far as the east is from the west, aren't you glad?
Amen.
Why do you keep bringing up junk that your kids did last year? Huh? Let no man despise thy youthful actions. Hello? What? Why do you hold it against them? You know,
you don't trust me.
No, I don't. I don't. By the way, quit trying to. I don't trust me. So why would I trust anybody else? We're all sinners. You're messing around with semantics when you
don't trust.
No, I don't trust you. Just like I don't trust me. Just like I do things to protect me, I'm going to do things to protect you. But you know what? It doesn't have anything to do with the fact that a year ago you did something stupid. It has something to do with the fact that today you are flesh. Quit bringing up junk. Amen? Let no man despise thy youthful actions. Don't hold it against them. If you punish them, move on. That means move on. By the way, even if it's stupidity, move on. Yeah, you might laugh about stuff, but be careful. Be careful. Give them room to grow. Let me close with this thought. You know, you're a young person here today. And this last point, let no man despise thy youthful actions. Honestly, that's why I think God told Timothy here, he gave him some direction so that no one could despise his youthful actions. Because he was young. So what did he say? He says, be thou an example of the believers. He said that to a young guy. You know, you say,
well, we're looking up to the older folks.
You know what? How about let's have the older folks look down to you? And I don't mean down in a negative sense. I mean down as far as age-wise. You can be an example of believers. Why do we have this idea that young people have to be rebels? Why do we have this idea that the young people are the only ones that roll their eyes? I've had more adult women roll their eyes. You know, seriously, while I'm preaching. Oh, who's either? Just a little while ago it happened when I talked about your wolf people. By the way, what in the world would a 35-year-old married woman want to look at a half-naked wolf man anyway? Oh, it's the story. You're wicked. Had a lady one time, you say, I thought you left that point. It just came back. My wife was sitting at a basketball game one time. This was back in the graduated from 1980, right around 80, something like that. Anyway, it was around 70, I don't know. But anyway, it was sometime, long time ago, back when guys still had the short basketball shorts. Anyway, and you remember those days, don't you? It's so funny that we ever did that. But we didn't. They did. Anyway, so she's sitting at a game, at a Christian school game, and this 30-some-year-old lady sitting next to her, and they're watching the game, and one of our guys, I still remember this guy, he was playing ball, and all of a sudden this lady said, boy, look at his legs. My wife said, what? She said, I shouldn't have said that, but she said, he's just really good looking. This is a teenage boy, this is a 30-some-year-old woman, Christian, in that church where we were, and she's looking at this boy's legs. You say, oh, that's wicked. Then why are you doing that, honey? Let's see what Facebook says this time. I don't care what he says. I don't care what he says. I don't care what. It shows. It shows that you don't. Okay, anyway. You said it was going to be flowers. I know. Look what it says here. I am so close. It's here. Look what it says. It says, be an example in word. That's what you say. In conversation, that's how you act. In charity, that's how you treat others. In spirit, that's your zeal. In faith, that's your walk with God. In purity, that's doing right. Huh? Hey, you know what? If you don't want anybody to despise your youthful actions, do right. Do right. Well, they're always talking about how I did this and I did that. Just do right. Just do right. Amen? And that will keep people from despising your youthful actions. Proverbs 8:32 says, "Now therefore hearken unto me, O ye children, for blessed are they that keep my ways." I want these young people to be blessed of God the rest of their lives. How are they going to do it? They're going to have to keep His ways. Keep His ways. And you truly, trio, you will be blessed. You'll be so blessed you won't know how to handle it. You'll be so blessed. Hearing them sing, that just thrilled my soul. I'm telling you, I'm about ready to have them do an encore myself. And, that just blessed my soul. Because I don't see them as little girls. They're going to grow up. They're going to be adults. And when they're 95 years old, bless God, they're going to sing, "I have been blessed. I have been blessed. God's so good to me. Precious, you'll get it." Amen. Wouldn't that be good? Brother Larry, you and I won't be here to see that. But I'll tell you what, that's what I want. That's what I want. I want them to be blessed all their life. Why should they have to get in sin and wickedness and ruin their life? Why would they have to do that? We have Reformers Unanimous for folks that get into all that stuff. And we want to see them get out and get victory in their lives. But how about some young people that never see it? They don't go through it. Let no man despise thy youth. Let's bow our heads, please. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. Father, bless our invitation. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for our young people, our children, the little babies in the nursery, our teenagers. Thank you, God, for letting us have them here, letting us teach them, train them, be examples to them, pray with them, comfort them, love them. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Help them to do right, please. Help us to do right, please. Help us never to despise their youth. Bless the invitation, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand. Heads are bowed. Eyes are closed. No one's looking. No one's talking.